We're learning Daf Chaf, and we're starting from the bottom of your Testament base. Tanur Abanan, we learned. Hamakdish Nekeva Lo'ilasa. Someone is Makdish in Nekeva for his Oilah. We know Oilah has to be a Zacha. Vila Pischai, or for his Pesach, which also has to be a Zacha. Vila Ashamai, or his Asham. So three cases here, Oilah, Pesach, and Asham. If you set aside a Nekeva for these things, so what's the Halacha? Does it have a kedusha guf? Yeah, oisa tamura. Even though it can't be brought as a carbon, but it has enough kedusha guf that it needs a mum, and therefore it has the kayach to make a tamura because it has kedusha guf. That's Tana Kamos. Rav Shimon, same Rav Shimon of our Mishnah, ma loy losoi oisa tamura. For oila can make a tamura. Possible shot is because the shame oila al imay in the cave of shayach to be oila by oila saif. But the pischoy vela shamay in oisa tamura. It's not even called kedusha guf because. It's not chal at all, and therefore can't make a tamura. Ain't oisa tamura. Why? The only thing they can make a tamura is only something that's kadosh enough that it needs a mum to be paided. And here we know he doesn't need a mum according to Rav Shimon. He just could be paided by itself, by a Pesach and by Asham, because there is no din shem oila al imay. That's Rav Shimon. Chagig the taikam Rav Shimon. I'm a rabbi. Ain't any roya dvar shal Rav Shimon a Pesach. I'm not masking to Rav Shimon the way Rav Shimon is brought down here by Pesach. He says, Rabbi says, you have the same Maila as Oila, you have by Pesach. Moisa ha Pesach is Karav Shlom. Halacha is, that after Pesach, if you have leftover Karav Pesach, what do? You can bring it to Shlom. So you see, it has Shaykh as Shlom, same Shlom in Mal Imai. It has the same Shlom. So if it had, and Shlom could be on a Keva. It has the same Shlom. So therefore, he says, by Pesach also, Halacha Shavit, Shavit Chal. Our Mishnah says, Asham not. That way, no, Asham is sure not. But he's saying, Pesach, L'chayra, is tiny that L'chayra, Shem Asham, Shem Shlomim, Al Imay. That's what Rabbi says. Break the Gemara, according to Rabbi's Svarah, V'leima, Ein Ani Roi Dvar, Shavit Shimon, Ba'asham. Maybe you say, I don't agree to Rav Shimon, Asham either. Hoyol, U'moysa Asham, Karav Ayla. Because the Halacha is, that Moysa Asham, that means, if you have a leftover asham, the halacha is wait to get some mum, and then you bring with the money your oila. So moisa asham is karav oila, and there halacha is. Let me add on, and let's say you don't wait to get some mum, and you by mistake bring it, it could be oila. So it has shame oila on asham also. We had this kasha before. We've had this kasha, but we said that lemaisa until you be menatik, it doesn't have a din. But here, Rebbe's telling you know that the Gemara is telling you. I'll be like you say svara by shlomim, but you say pesach karav shlomim, because you see it could be karav shlomim. Here also could be karav oila. It's still different than the oila with oila side over there. It's mamish oila on a cave. Here it's like
even if it doesn't get a mum, even if it was
not mice,
you could bring it into
my oila side. No, even if it doesn't get a mum, but only if it's a mice, sir. Only if it's mice, even if it doesn't get a mum. Because if you get to mum, then you see, the mayor is not called shame oila. Here it's on the etzem behema. So why don't we say Rebbe, once he says that mois, we work with moisa pesach karav shlomim, so I'll tell you also moisa ha'ashom karav oila. So the Gemara, Rebbe sovel karabanan d'amar moisa islan nidvas tzibur. Rebbe holds the karabanan that the moisa of asham doesn't go to oila siyacha, it goes nidvas tzibur asli. So it has like that type of kedusha, and we know of ain tamura betzibur. There's no tamura betzibur. It doesn't help you that it could be a oila, because that type of oila can't make a tamura. So that's why we said Rebbe didn't argue on Asham. He only argued on didn't argue on Asham. He only argued on Pesach because there the Pesach karev aslam. So Dr. Marcus, Sakadaita, Chayna time with Reb Shimon, Gai Mafresh the Kev la Ilah. So we're going back now to Ikar Reb Shimon. Forget about Rabbi a second, go back to Rabbi Shimon. We thought that Pshat Rabbi Shimon is like Taka, that's how we learned until now. Time of Rabbi Shimon, Gabi, Mafresh and Kevalei Lasai. Why does it make a Tamura? Mashamacha is a Tamura. The Ika Shem Oila Aleha, Gabi Elasai. Since a Nekeva could be a Oila by Elasai, therefore a Mafresh Nekeva La Oilasai makes a Tamura because we find it has an idea of Oila by Nekeva by Elasai. That's what we thought Pshat Rabbi Shimon is. We might have a few castles on that. Elamiata. The Kohen Gadol shifres para leparoi. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to bring a zachar, a par zachar, for a chatos. So the kasha is, L'chaira, if he's makdish a para, it should work. And we're assuming now that Rav Shimon holds that there's no, deer, it's not chal at all. It's not even chal to make a tumura. But the question is, I'm after the kohen gadol, if it's para, the para, itikdash, the ika para, schatas, there's a para aduma. So there is a shame chatas on the nekeva. Where? By para aduma. So the Gemara, it's not called shame chatas para aduma. Why? Because it's kachav edek abayis. Because para aduma is kachav edek abayis, but kachav edek abayis the avdi tumura. Kachav edek abayis does not make a tumura. So it doesn't help you. Another kasha on this isoid of shame oila. Yachid shehifrish sha'ir l'sirasa. The halacha is that a yachid always brings a sa'ira l'chatas. When he brings a chatas, it has to be in a keva. Let's say he brings a sa'ir, a male goat. So it should be tiktosh because why? The ika sa'ir nasi. This is just a sa'ir nasi. This is just a shame chatas on his achar by a nasi. Nasi brings a zachar. In Avi, the opposite. Nasi shehifrish sha'ira l'sirai. A nasi is mafrish. Nasi here means a melech, by the way. In the parish of the Torah, it has a different than chatas. Inami nasi shehifrish seira l'seirai. If a nasi is mafresh in a keva instead of a zachar, tiktor so yachid mafresh seira because a yachid cares is shem chatas all this. So and again, the mission is never off here of Shimon. It's not chal. And for the Gemara, hani trei gufininu. That's the ma'aser. The nasi and the regular person are two different people, two different gufim, and two different people, and therefore, if that it's not. That's not called a taina, that the shame oila, or shame chatas, or shame chatas on this. This doesn't work like that. Mars not a kasha. Chotu ad shaloi nismanu. Let's say a nasi was chayta before he was appointed melech. And so he has a chaytan, so he's a regular yachid, a regular citizen at that point. And he was, the halacha is he has to bring a chatas like a regular citizen, which is in a keva. By him, ki mafrish shar l'sirah. So if he's makrish zachar, tikta should be kaddish. Why? The ilu chata hashtav, because if you do a chait now, bar asuya saru, he could bring a zachar. And here it's the same person, not trey gufir, it's the same person. This same person here is a bar chatas of a zachar. So by him, if he's mafrish a zachar instead of in a keva, it should be chal, because shame chatas on him, because he himself could bring that. Because now ilachat hashda bar asuya saru, so the moral halachot olamaisi. He didn't do a chait, so he's not called bar asuya saru. Halachot olachayv saru. So the moral yachi hachinami by the back to the cave of loss. So we're saying because shame oila al imay because it could be oila saiv hachinami alav oila saiv kamaisi. He's not mechuyev oila saiv.
He's not poor.
Yeah, because he's not poor. And also. More than that, he's not. He's right now, he's not poor, and Rashi has two things. And even if he's a ani, Olos Adava, you don't bring up. When you say Olos Adava, you don't bring Olos Adava, Mara says. Mara thinks right now. If I say Rayala Ola, I have to bring a Behema, not Oif. So therefore, the Mara now finally, Mara's coming down to the Kasha on Rav Shimon, the heck is a shame, Ola Imoi, Lamaisa, he can't bring up, he's not a bar bringing Olos Oif. And Taisa speaks out that he could have asked, there's another case to ask from. We have it for Osham ben Shona, Reviu ben Shtayim. We said that it's not Tchal. Fir of Shimon. Chaira, everyone's a ben Shtayim. He could do a Me'ila now and do it. He could do an Avera. It says that Osham ben Shona, he's supposed to bring a ben Shona, he bring a ben Shtayim. According to Reviu Shimon, it's not Tchal. Why not? It's a different thing. But the problem is, he could bring Osham ben Shtayim if he does a Avera of Me'ila. Teretz is, the bottom line is, since he didn't do the Avera, it's not counted. So Oil Saif also, he's not a Yeladas. He's not Chayv Oil Saif. So there's no Oil Saif finished. So what's Shem Rel Yim mean? So if the Gemara have to tweak Reb Shimon a little bit, a tiny bit. Everything about Reb Shimon, Sovla Karvalos, and Azaria, the Tanya, we learned the Mishnah. Someone says, Arei Alai Oilo, Yovi Keves. He has to bring a Behema. He can't bring an Oif. He can bring a Oif. And therefore here, by the Kevah Oilasa, he was talking about, he said, a Re'alai Oila. Then he's Mafresh in the Kevah. Lemaisi, this type of person who says a Re'alai Oila could have brought Oila Sa'if. And therefore, shame Oila al Imail in the Kevah because he could have brought Oila Sa'if. That's Pshan Rab Shivan. Because he said a Re'alai Oila and he could have brought Oila Sa'if. Going with the Blazim Azariah, he could have brought a bird. Therefore, there's a shame Oila on the Kevah. And therefore, it's Chal enough to make a Tmura. Don't tomorrow invite. Tanar Hassam. Learn to the Mishnah. Hamakdish nechasav. Someone is makdish all his nechasim. Everything he has. Now, in his nechassim, besides having, you know, a few cars and a few houses, he also has a behemoth. A makdash nechassim of hayy ben behemah. So halach is, we'll see in a second, hayy ben behemah ruhi legam esbech es karam lekevis. He has behemoths that are tmimim, they're complete, no mum. He has zecharim, lekevis. What's the halacha? But there's a emer, zecharim, yimachu, tzarcha, eilois. The zecharim, you can't bring this zecharim as a oila itself. You sell it, tzarcha, eilois, but lekevis, what? Because we're going to see in a second, because the reason is because he holds everything he meant to do is Beda Gabayis. He didn't mean Kishu Zagof. But he's Makdash is Nechosim. He means to say, I want them to go to Beda Gabayis.
He said Behemoth that are Makdash
is Nechosim.
What?
Didn't we say Behemoth? Migu de Nachsa. So see, he doesn't hold Migu de Nachsa. But your cash is not true. Exactly your cash is not true. We'll see a different cash. But your cash is not true. The reason is because the Lachah is Migu de Nachsa only when I do it Ledomi. Ledomei Ayla. But if I makdash it le beta gabai, it's not the migu de nachsa. No the migu de nachsa. The only way makdash le de mei mizbeach. There was like a case of you makdash on a keva. I try to do the kedusha mizbeach. Here is beta gabai. Therefore, there's no din of kedusha go. So let's says zecharim yimachu tzarcha eilus. You sell the zecharim for oila and you take the money and give it to beta gabai. When a keva yimachu tzarcha shlamim, when the meim the money yiplu imshar nechasim beta gabai. The money goes to beta gabai. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Yeshua holds that he's trying to make it Kedushas Mizbech. Now in Kedushas Mizbech, he wants that to be an oila, the best carbon. So Rabbi Yeshua, I'm Mizcharim Atzban Yikuv Oilas. Mizcharim bring oilas. But a kevois, you can't bring a kevois for oila. What do you do? You makhlu tzarka shlamim, you sell it for shlamim. But yavi b'demeyim oilas. Take the money and you bring oilas. Because he holds everyone means oilas, and he means Kedushas Mizbech on those things. What? The money from the Zekeva. He sells the Nekeva and he takes the money and brings the oil. Right. No, you don't take it from Shlom, you sell it. Don't sell it stam to a person to go play on the field with it, because now covered it. You sell it someone to use it for Shlom and take the money and use it for oil. He tried to make Dushim Zavdech here. So it's Charim itself, you make oilas. But then a kevois, you sell and you take the money for oila, because you can't bring the kevois for oila. And we'll see, there's a little cash here. We'll see in the Gemara will ask on this. But Shara Nechos, the rest of the Chos, people don't bet the Gabayas. The rest of the Chos, not Reilu Mizbech, not Evad, he meant bet the Gabayas. But any behemoth, we say he meant Mizbech. Therefore, the Charim, you bring as oila. The Shlomim, you bring, you don't bring, you sell it, and you bring with the money as oila. The Wicks in the saying the Kevah, not the Shlomim, then the Kevah. Amalei, Rav Chiyav Abba Rav Yechanan, Rav Yeshua. Amalei Rav Chiyav Abba Yechanan, Rav Yeshua Adam is Charm Atzman Yikav Oilois. He says, Nekevois, Heichim Mekarvim Shlomim, Hamakach Dusha, the Chuya Kaasim. What the Gemara means to ask is, how do I just take the Shlomim and I sell it and use the money for Oilo? L'chayra, if your Lach is, we had our Mishnah before, if you're Mafresh in a Keva La'oilo, you have to get a Mum. It has to be tira. So you can't just sell it for a shlomim. It has to get a mum first. So he's saying, in the cave, it's hechem ekav shlomim, kach kedusha dechuyah kaasin. It has a kedusha guf. I have to wait to get some mum. That's the kash. I want to see the kash in the Lishna Achrina a little more clear. Lishna Achrina, same kash. Since it says the scharm itself, I want to ishimak of oilois, lemeimra, the kedusha guf akashinu. It's clear. You're not talking about the gabai. So when kedusha is mizbech. So you're in a cave, if I take in a cave, I'm actually oil, what's halacha? I need to re'ya, right? Am I yichimu tzarka shlomim? By your re'ya, it needs re'ya. It's a very good kasha. You're the kasha.
Okay, you said it was only
makash. No, you makash a cave, you makash a cave, what's the halacha? Makash a cave,
you weren't. You makash all your things.
No, right, but all your behemoths, you makash a good for oil, it says. That's it, all the behemoths you wanted to make it oil.
Some things you're doing for one thing, something you're doing for another.
Yeah, whatever on your hammer, it can be a kedushas mizbech on that. So the kash is shni riya hekaisel v'shlam. On Malay, Rabbi Shua shavla k'Rav Shimon. I'm sure to chap that. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds where you makdash on a keva. It doesn't have a din, but problem is it's oila. We'll get in a second. On Malay, Rabbi Shua shavla k'Rav Shimon. I'm called midle chaz legufay le'nachse kedushas guf. It's not kedushas guf. It's not chazi. The Tanan. This Mishnah is by Asham, Tanan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Temakar Shloi B'mum. When you makash on a cave of Asham, you sell it at a mum. So, the Kivan Loi Nechazi, the cave of Asham, and Achli Gush Zagof. Since there's no, not Shai on a cave of Asham, there's no Gush Zagof. So it's very Gishmak, Rabbi Yeshua here. You know why it's a makhu Tzarka Shlomim? We're at a mum? It's because there's no Gush Zagof on a cave. Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? Emor the Rosh Hashem Gavi Nekeva, La'asham. The only body Keva La'asham, the Lekka, same Asham al Ema. It's not Shaykh when Nekeva to be Asham. Ava Gavi Nekeva, La'ay Lov, Ava Gavi Nekeva, La'adika Shem Ayla Ema, Yipkot Shaykh, Ayla Sa'if. So Shaykh Nekeva, I feel Rav Shimon Maida, don't we say Rav Shimon's Maida? It's Gar, not a first thing, but we always never know Rav Shimon's Maida. Because Shimon doesn't argue on the Mishnah before. We have a Mishnah on Daf Yud Chesem Abay. It says, "Hamafrich kevel elosai v'yoda zacha yirat yistayv." And Shimon doesn't argue. He only argues on Asham. And Rashi speaks down the Mishnah because Rav Shimon holds the same Ayla. So he also, what's the hakatip shan Rabbi Shua? It's like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't hold it like an Ayla. Va'oid hashemil le Rav Shimon delosa asa tmura. Even more, it's actually first Rav Shimon in a brisa. Rav Shimon says, "Hamafrich leilosai asa tmura." He says, "Pesach and Asham not." But Oyla, yeah. So first of all, you know, we named on like that, it's a chilek. And second, what's the first Rabbi Shimon and a Braisa? Rabbi Shua, so like Idach Tana. You know, like different Tana, leave Rabbi Shimon. A different Tana, not like the Tana here that says this is Rabbi Shimon, a different Tana like Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. Af, Oylosa, Enes, a Tmura. Even though Oyla is make Tmura, why he holds a mafish, a cave, Oylosa, he goes out scot free. And it's not shaykh to be in a cave, Oylosa, there's no din shame, Oylal, Imai. And therefore, Allah is, it's not Kadosh. And it's not Kedusha Guf, and that's Pshat Rabbi Yeshua, Yimachru Tzarki Shlomim, and the money goes to Oilus. Now I just want to speak out, why is it to be Yimachru Tzarki Shlomim? Sell it to whoever you want, there's no Kedusha on it. So the Mepharshim should speak out, because since you already called it a Kedusha Guf, it's not Kavadik to just sell it for anything. This is where you sell it for Shlomim. You know, it's real Chulin, you just try to sell it for Shlomim, and you take the money and use it for Oilus.